Have you ever experienced a time when you realized that the words coming out of your mouth were the exact same words that your parents spoke to you as a youth? Do you remember exactly where you were and what you were saying? For many of us, it's a trigger causing us to think, "Oh my, I'm becoming my parent." It can be a shockingly memorable moment. All of us have memories of repetitive parental lectures, statements that cause the younger versions of ourselves to roll our eyes. Maybe you're even rolling your eyes now, recalling those memories. My dreaded lecture typically came when doing chores. My mom would go on and on about family and how we had to work together. I can still picture the laundry basket at my feet while hearing her say, "We are a family." Love you, Mom. I know you're reading. Fast forward to one recent morning. My boys were incessantly picking on each other as they were getting ready for school. They went out of their way to demonstrate that they were not going to help the other in any way, shape, or form. This caused the boys to run late, and they nearly missed the bus, what we call our latest departure time. If they miss the bus, they get left behind and have to call Dad at work. No one wants to call Dad with that news. To give you an idea of how bad this morning was, the boys were frantically getting dressed and packing their things as we drove. They didn't miss the bus, but they weren't ready when we left. It was a panicked rush of a departure. Now that you know some of my story, I bet you can't guess what I talked about on the way to school. That's right. Family. I admit, I had to put a new spin on it. However, the words, "We are a family," did come out of my mouth. I said that as a family, we are a team. We have to work together to ensure each other's individual success and success as a family. We need to look out for one another and pay attention to each other's needs. If you're getting an ice pack for your lunchbox, grab one for your brother, too. 2 weeks ago, I wrote, "What Is It to You?" which is about personal responsibility. This is the starting point of our picture. Now, let's zoom out and view the big picture. I have found that my richest biblical insights typically come from looking up cross-references in their contexts. I experienced a complete mindset change after I cross-referenced inheritance while studying Colossians. Can you pick up a theme in these following verses? Colossians 1:12, "And giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light." Acts 20:32, "And give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified." Ephesians 1:14, "Guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession." Romans 8:17, "Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory." Is it about us individually? No. Our immediate view is personal accountability, our choices and responsibilities. Now, step back and look at the setting and framework. The big picture is the body of Christ. All believers, God's holy people throughout time, across nations, one cohesive body. It's about family. We are in this together. I was at a conference this weekend featuring Lois Tverberg. She has written several wonderful books. Lois had a meaningful way of stating this truth, so I'm grateful that the Spirit postponed me 1 week in writing this post. She shared, "Think of me in terms of we." Lois shared an insightful illustration, replacing several biblical instances of you with her name. For example, Matthew 5:14, "Lois is the light of the world." Yes, it's somewhat true, but it loses its power when not considered in the light of the big picture. It's not about us individually. It's about family, the family of God. We will spend eternity together. And guess what? Eternity starts now, not when we die. We need to work together and look out for one another now. How do we apply this concept in our lives? Evaluate if you are in community with other believers. Are you sharing your life and being involved in the lives of others? Consider how your actions might affect the family of God. Reflect on your attitude towards other believers. Does it tend to be negative, or are you lending a helping hand? Act on what you find. Scriptures for this week: Galatians 6, 1 through 10, 1 Thessalonians 4, 9 through 12, 1 Peter 2, verses 4 and 5, and 9 through 17, 1 Peter 5, 6 through 11.